provide you the form to start with. That's typically what happens. But you have to complete and file the form and file it with the town clerk, who would incorporate it into the minutes. And that form would be provided to other members of this board as well, and also read publicly at the next meeting after it's filed. If you were going to participate but not attempt to influence the decision, then what you would have to do is disclose orally the nature of your conflict before you began the participation in the discussion, and then complete this form and file it within 15 days after the vote occurs with the town clerk. So in any case, what I would recommend is if you know in advance, go ahead and get a copy of the form and file in advance. It just is going to work better for you, and you know, make sure that either route you're protected, because oftentimes I've, not oftentimes, but when there is a conflict, sometimes I've had an official say, well, I'm not going to participate or attempt to influence the decision, but then something's said and they want to influence the decision and they can't because they haven't filed the form. So I encourage you to always try to plan ahead to the best that you can. Sometimes you can't, but planning ahead is really good advice for any type of situation, any of the topics that we've discussed this evening. So that really covers, I think, everything that I wanted to talk about and cover tonight. So once again, pleasure to be here. And if there are any questions on any of these topics or any related topics that might be in the training packet, I'm happy to answer them.
That's good.
I got one quick question on this form.
Yes, sir.
How does this come into play, as in on things that we're voting for that may benefit the property that we live on more so than another resident? Is that...
Well, if it's benefiting the property that you live on, that most likely, depending on the fact-specific, you know, how whatever the facts are, and this is a hypothetical, so hard to guess, but if it's benefiting your property, there most likely is a financial benefit to you as the property owner, which would mean that a decision could, in order to your special, well, it has to be a special private gain or loss, right?
Maybe an example would be something that I'm thinking along the lines of, if we were to recommend the town putting in sidewalks on every street that doesn't have sidewalks, and the town paying for it, not the resident. And I'm one of those residents that doesn't have the sidewalk and wants it. Is that something that would apply to this?
It depends. It depends, because what the Commission on Ethics looks at, they look at the pool, right? So let's say it's a very large city. And it's important. It's a great question, because town of Ponce Inlet is so small. But let's say the city of Orlando or the city of Jacksonville, you know, Duval. A measure like that, it's going to reach so many residents that there's not going to be any special private gain or loss. It's going to be lost in a wash of number of thousands and thousands of property owners. If I remember right, I think it's somewhere around 5% or something of a threshold where they consider it a special private gain or loss.
It looked like in the paperwork 5%, but I didn't know if that was 5% like of a company or
take 100 residents. You're making a decision that affects 100 residents, and you know, there's five. If you're part of that 5%, you know, of it, then yeah, 1,000, no. But if you're one of the five of 100, then yes, it could be. So that's one of those things where it's good to reach out. And also, as a prophylactic precaution, one of the things that we'll do when we get a question like that is reach out to the Commission on Ethics, and they can render advice. So you can contact the Commission on Ethics directly, or you can contact the town clerk to contact our office. We can do it for you if we have your permission. And once the Commission on Ethics gives informal advice, you can rely on that, and that can be a protective measure. So that takes a little bit of time. Usually, when I say a little bit of time, it depends on their availability. 48 hours is usually more than enough, you know, to jump on it and get it done. Sometimes can do it the same day. You know, I've had those kind of quick calls trying to figure something out right on the way to a council meeting. They're incredibly helpful. But anything where you're in that, well, what does this mean? Where am I at? And even if you know the answer, if it's politically charged or It's good to go ahead and get that call in and get that information, because then you can say, hey, I looked into it. I called the Commission on Ethics. I had somebody call the Commission on Ethics for me. This is what they said. So I'm going to do what they tell me. And that has saved many a public official.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Anything else I can answer or assist with?
I think I'm good. Anybody else?
Okay.
It's informative. We appreciate it. You're welcome to stay, but we certainly don't expect you to.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm happy to help, and anytime that you do need assistance, just a phone call away.
Great.
So you all take care, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Mr. Lear, we'll go ahead and continue with new business, requesting the continued support of the South Peninsula Drive sidewalk project.
Good evening, Board. Darren Lear, Planning and Development Director. As most of you are aware, local governments that have an approved project through the TPO, that's the Volusia Flagler Transportation Planning Organization, now it's been renamed, must annually provide a letter of continued support for their projects. These support letters reaffirm to the TPO that the local government sponsor of the project is still committed in terms of political and financial support. So this project, being the town's South Peninsula Drive project, sidewalk project, involves the reconstruction and widening of the existing sidewalk along the entire length of the town into an 8-foot wide concrete path, which can be utilized by both cyclists and pedestrians. Projects using federal transportation dollars allocated through state DOTs and TPOs can only be administered by qualified agencies known as local agency program or LAP certified agencies that have an in-house engineering and physical capacity to oversee large-scale construction. Ponce Inlet does not qualify as LAP-certified agency, so Volusia County will manage the project for us. Town Council and Volusia County approved a joint project agreement to provide design, construction, and administration services on behalf of the town. And so an update, you probably noticed starting in August of last year, Mark Dowson and Associates, consultants for the county, began survey work along South Peninsula Drive from the town limits to at the north to Lighthouse Drive. This survey work is the first step in the design process, and once it is completed, the county will hire an engineer to finalize the design. And with that, if there are any questions.
I know this has come up for several years in a row, so
yes,
I don't have any. Do anybody have any questions? Then I would like to make a motion to support the request for continued support of the South Peninsula Drive sidewalk project and forward to the town council with a recommendation of approval. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes, so we'll send that forward.
Thank you, Board.
Thank you, sir. Stephanie, would you like to go over the dates?
Thank you. So staff has provided tentative dates for the Essential Services Advisory Board meetings for 2025. Those dates are March 6th, July 3rd, October 2nd, and then looking ahead to January 8th, 2026. These dates are subject to change, and there is potential for additional meetings to be scheduled based on projects throughout the year. If a meeting is rescheduled or canceled, the board will be notified in a timely manner. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Good.
That's good to me.
So
thank
March
you.
6th is the next one?
Yeah. I think it will be March 6th.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll make a motion that we accept the tentative schedule for 2025 meeting dates. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. We're going to move to reports of staff. Chief Scales?
Good evening again, Dan Scales, Fire Chief. Quick report from the Fire Department. It's been a fairly quiet new year, which we're happy about. Call volume's been normal, nothing too crazy. New Year's was quiet for us. I don't think they even ran a call, which is always nice. We're continuing to work on the accreditation process. A few months ago, we had a team come in and do a mock site visit with us. And we just got the report a few weeks ago. We're looking through that now to implement some changes to make our next step in the process more efficient. We'll be looking to take that next step next fiscal year as we tighten things up this year with accreditation. We lost a couple of folks, employees. They went to different locations, but we're in the process of interviewing a couple new applicants, so we should have those positions filled hopefully within the next month. So not too much disruption. And some more good news for us. The Quint that we talked about last year is actually built, finished. It's actually at the big national conference in Orlando. It's on display on the apparatus section of the conference, which is kind of a big deal. So we're proud to see that. It's all lettered and looks really cool. Chief Launderville and I will be going to Ocala, I think, next Wednesday to do our final review and assessment of the vehicle. And we look to take delivery of that, I think, the end of the following week. So that'll be at the station, and it's probably going to take us a few weeks to get it completely kitted out, do some more training with the vendor and things like that. And just a comment, Mr. Field's question was a good question. The fire station isn't being replaced because it can't fit the vehicles. It can fit the vehicles. It just, we have outgrown it. That station, that building was never designed as a fire station. We just took it back from the town and kind of rejiggered it and reconfigured it to make it fit our needs at the time, and we've just outgrown it. It's, you know, when we first became the fire station, when we first used it as a fire station, we only had two, then three people on shift. We now have five people on shift. It just it doesn't fit the town's needs anymore. So that's the big reason why we're requesting a new fire station. And if you don't have any questions on the fire department report, I'd like to move into the police department's report, if that's okay.
I just got one quick question.
Sure.
Have you started with any of the aerial training or anything?
We have.
Or any of the members?
We have. We actually secured the Shore's old Quint, and we've been doing driver training with them. Chief Launderville has created what's called a task book, which has all the skills that we need to run through. With not just the pumping, but also the ladder portion of it. When we take delivery of the vehicle, we're going to take that vehicle over to the Port Orange training grounds and do what's a modified EVOC training course and run through some training evolutions with that at that point. So, and after that, we actually have an instructor in-house that can actually teach our staff the state level driver operator for aerial apparatus. So all of our folks will be state certified aerial operators. That's going to take a little bit more time, but that's going to be a work in progress. So yes, we've started
Great.
That process.
Sounds good.
At your strong recommendations, Ryan. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Safety, that's why.
Safety, absolutely.
We want everybody to go home.
And what I tell folks is if you're not sure if you should put the ladder up, don't put it up. It's that simple. If you're not sure, don't put it up. And kind of along those lines, Chief Launderville has been running around town with his 14-foot PVC stick and measuring the tree canopy to make sure that we have access every place that we need to be. And we actually sent letters to some properties on Peninsula and Sailfish, letting them know, hey, we may not be able to get to your home because of the tree canopy. So I know Ms. Davis was one of those wonderful residents that obliged us and trimmed her tree canopy back so we can get the truck where we need, not just the Quint, but any fire truck. It's helpful for that. Police Department, Chief Glazier apologizes for not being here this evening. Something unexpected came up that he had to be out of town for. So he wished everybody a happy new year. And he said the priority for this year is always is keeping our residents and visitors safe through relentless traffic control and neighborhood patrol. Over the last 2 years, they've added a bike patrol, a traditional bike, and e-bike, and they also took delivery of the golf cart, and they're putting that together now, so you should see that out and about in the not-too-distant future. They continue to have an excellent response time and low crime rate. Their average response time is 4 minutes and 14 seconds to all calls, which is one of the best response times in the country. So we're very proud of the police department and all the work that they do for that. And for the fire department, if you look on the webpage, I actually did an annual recap report for the fire department that talked about all the activities that we've done for 2024 and all stats, response times, shoot times, and some call information. So with that, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Wargo?
Good evening again.
Good evening.
I'm trying to catch myself. We're doing a lot of work at Public Works, and we've got a lot of training going on. We have some guys that just finished some of their stormwater training. Steve Dunlop and myself have done our FDOT training for traffic control so that we can understand the contractors coming in to do a lot of work and what they're doing and how they're doing it. We're starting to get better organized. Public Works now has a new work order system in which we will be able to start tracking all the work we do, as well as tracking all of our equipment, all of our parts, to have a parts inventory, and we are going to work hard at being the best public works that there is in Volusia County.
I like it.
If I can jump in. Public Works has got so much stuff going on. Steve has just, got his hands full keeping all those balls in the air. But there's a couple of projects that you might want to know that they've worked on this past year was the stormwater project. The dredging of the ponds, the storm is complete. In fact, they did some improvements to those ponds to make them a little bit more accessible and some capacity. And the one-way valves for Old Carriage and Front Street, I think, were slated to be installed within the next few weeks,
yeah.
Something like that. So that's been that's a big piece of the stormwater project that Steve's been working on. And Ponce Preserve Boardwalk, that is about 75% done as far as repairs are concerned. You've probably seen the construction fence out in front. They've been out there pouring the concrete and reinforcing those pilings. So that should be open for public usage. What do you think?
Around the middle of February,
okay.
To be honest.
And last but not least, Ponce Preserve. One of our wonderful residents that's done a great job helping take care of that preserve, Mr. Lang, pointed out some issues with the one tower as far as some graffiti was concerned, and it was a mess. Steve secured a company that's going to go actually do a little restoration on it and get it back up to speed, and I've talked to our IT folks about putting remote cameras out there so we can start watching that tower. That particular tower is just notorious for graffiti, and I know Sergeant Rudd is always out there on patrol, but he can't be there all the time, and the police can't be. And we think having a set of cameras out there that can be monitored, and if there is damage, we can actually record, hopefully, who's doing it. And maybe it'll actually deter people from doing things to that wonderful tower.
Is there any way of getting cameras out there now and in the parking lot? Because I have seen people jumping over their Fisher people, because they've got their rods, and they are going out there anyway. Is there any way of getting cameras out there so we can at least get their license plate or whatever?
We actually have cameras in the parking lot. If you look at the kiosk that's in the Ponce Preserve, there's a set of cameras right there.
Okay.
We're looking at putting cameras out on the preserve eventually, because it is such a remote location. Sergeant Rudd knows what goes on out there because he's out there all the time with them. So, but yeah, that's something we're actually looking at, deploying more cameras in those areas.
Okay.
Sure. Is there a way now that we could put maybe some signs saying that
cameras?
You're on camera. You know, there's a little smile, you're on camera.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. And We were able to get a lot of other things done. We've got the museum got a fresh coat of paint on the outside. The fence is soon to be changed at the museum, and the boardwalk got pricing to get all of that stuff done. And so we've got a lot of those projects done and moving on to other projects that we're going to be looking at getting done, too.
Any questions for Mr. Ward? Thank you, sir. Great job. Mr. Lear?
Well, the good news is that DEP has approved our watershed management plan, and that was last month. So what our next steps are going to be is that we need to do the adaption action plan. And so how that affects this board is that the items that come from that report we'll see for budgeting in the future. Some large capital projects will be coming out of that. For example, some focus areas will be Old Carriage Road, Anchor Drive area, increasing water, stormwater capacity in those roads, in those neighborhoods, increasing outfall capacity in the Beach Street area, modifying swells along South Atlantic Avenue. And you'll see other projects like that when this finally comes to a long-awaited fruition. So, and with that, I wish everyone a happy new year.
Any questions? You're thinking.
I was thinking, but it's not worth saying.
Thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you. Stephanie, do you have anything further?
Just a very small update from the clerk's department that we are still looking to fill three vacancies on this board. Those vacancies are for the alternate seats for seat 2, Fire Rescue EMS, seat 3, Engineering, and seat 4 for CPA Financial. If you know of any interested parties, send them to the clerk's office for more information or for an application. And also, we'll continue updating the town website with all board vacancies.
Thank you. Do we have any additional public comments?
Hi. I'm Michael Lang, 4366 South Atlantic Avenue. I just had a quick question about there's a sign that tracks speed coming into town on Atlantic that was there for a little while. And first of all, I really appreciate that sign because I live on Atlantic and it often becomes a speedway. So I noticed that significant difference while that sign was up recently, I don't know, it was a week or two, that the traffic slowed down, at least in front of my house. And I wondered, where does that sign go? Because it disappeared. And is it stored somewhere? Can it stay up there? Is there a limit as to how long that sign is allowed to remain in one place?
I certainly don't have that information, Chief. Do you? Yeah. But I agree with you.
Thank you for putting it up there. I appreciate it.
No, great question. Yeah, that sign is our sign. I don't know exactly what the schedule is as far as when it's deployed and not deployed. I think we have a lot of flexibility, and I'll talk with Chief Glazier about getting it out there. It's stored actually behind my fire station, that little garage. So it's ours to put out there as we will, and I'll absolutely talk to him about getting it out more frequently. So, no, great question.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. I noticed it as well, and I made sure I'd slowed down. Sergeant? Anybody else have any comments from the public? Well, then, without further ado, the Essential Services Advisory Board meeting will adjourn at 6:54 p.m. Thank you, everyone.